Lisa Marie Presley's family, friends, and fans are still in shock over her sudden death yesterday. The 54-year-old singer-songwriter was hospitalized after going into cardiac arrest at her California home. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this remembrance of rock legend Elvis Presley's only child.
Just days ago, Lisa Marie Presley was at the Golden Globe seated next to her mother, Priscilla, watching as Austin Butler won a Best Actor Award for portraying Elvis on screen.
Lisa Marie, Priscilla, I love you forever.
As he spoke, Lisa Marie Presley held her hand over her heart. Now, fans and those closest to her seem equally as emotional about her death. In a statement, Priscilla called her daughter the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. Actor Nicolas Cage, one of her ex-husbands, wrote that he was heartbroken over the news. And the estate of another of her exes, Michael Jackson, wrote on Instagram that Michael had been comforted by Lisa Marie's generous love, concern, and care during their time together. During and after their brief marriage, Presley had defended Jackson against sexual abuse allegations. Throughout her life, Presley was in the spotlight, making headlines for her struggles with drugs and for her celebrity marriages and divorces. She was first photographed as a baby, born exactly 9 months after her parents wed.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head.
Elvis and Priscilla Presley divorced when their daughter was 4 years old. He died when she was nine. Lisa Marie became his sole heir, managing his estate, including Graceland Mansion. She told reporters her father influenced her entire life. She shared his brooding, hooded eyes and low, sultry voice.
Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry.
She recorded this duet in 1997, mixing her voice with her late father's. Presley herself released three albums. She told ABC TV 2 years ago she had her father's rebel spirit.
The wild card factor is very much alive and well in this family and alive and well in me.
Presley was also public about her grief after one of her sons died by suicide. She was many things, a mother, a singer, a former Scientologist, a philanthropist, and forever linked to the king of pop and the king of rock and roll. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.